Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger, and today is October 27th, 2024. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for November 2024. But before we begin, an important announcement. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. The month starts out with a couple of notable planetary patterns, which likely have some bearing on the U.S. presidential election. Venus is directly opposite retrograde Jupiter, exact on Sunday, November 3rd. Venus and Jupiter are the two main benefic planets in Vedic astrology, but they are not considered to be friendly to each other. Jupiter is optimism. Venus is romance. Jupiter represents the principle of increase. Venus is the planet of pleasure. When these two interact in the zodiac, it can turn out to be too much of a good thing, leading to excess, indulgence, escapism. Venus plus Jupiter is not particularly realistic. The pattern gives a false sense of confidence. In other words, the rose-colored glasses scenario. Note, too, that Jupiter is now retrograde. A retrograde planet is unreliable for giving its traditional results. Its significations get distorted because the planet is not behaving normally. Interestingly, this planetary transit pattern lines up quite closely with natal planets in Donald Trump's chart, making him a victim of false optimism at this time. Retrograde Jupiter will be conjunct his natal Uranus. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs. Natal Uranus signifies his independent and unpredictable nature. Simultaneously, Venus will be conjunct Trump's natal Scorpio moon, the planet of love, stimulating his natal Scorpio emotions, can result in an intense selfishness. The other pattern in the zodiac to take note of is the Mars-Pluto opposition, which is also exact on Sunday, November 3rd. This is a slower-moving transit pattern, so its effects are spread out over a week or so, beginning in the last days of October and lasting through the first week of November. Mars is the planet of force and aggression, which can even lead to violence. Pluto indicates mass events. It's the planet of destruction and rebirth, even going so far as having generational effects. The two of them, in mutual aspect, at the time of the election, is an indicator of a consequential event, a game changer, which fits perfectly with this high-stakes election. Interestingly, the Mars-Pluto opposition in the zodiac lines up with the natal Pluto position in the USA Vedic astrology birth chart. Pluto coming around the zodiac to conjunct natal Pluto is what the Western astrologer would call a Pluto return, something that happens only once in about 240 years. In other words, not experienced by ordinary mortals. But it can happen to entities that exist for more than two centuries, such as a country. Mars, the planet of action and aggression, stimulates the transit Pluto-natal Pluto combination for significant events and even potentially accompanied by violence. November begins with Venus transiting in sidereal Scorpio and Jupiter opposite in sidereal Taurus, what is called in Vedic astrology a mutual aspect pattern. The relationship between Venus and Jupiter changes from mutual aspect to a Parivartana Yoga, the exchange of sign rulerships, when Venus changes signs and moves into Jupiter's sign, Sagittarius, on November 6th. This puts the planet of harmony and agreement and the planet of truth and justice in a compelling relationship. Although this may sound like a good thing, especially coming right after a contentious election, we have to note that Sagittarius is a sign that sticks to its own personal point of view. In other words, Sagittarius is self-righteous. And note, too, that Sagittarius is the rising sign of the USA chart. So, both sides will feel righteous about pursuing their own truth. In the last week of November, another important pattern begins in the zodiac. Mercury goes retrograde. The planet of rational thinking, communications, ideas, and reasons goes backwards for about 3 weeks, three times in an average year. This will be the final retrograde Mercury period of 2024. Mercury begins its retrograde period at the end of sidereal Scorpio on November 25th, and then slowly backs up in the zodiac for 3 weeks, ending its retrograde on December 15th at 12 degrees Scorpio. Mercury retrograde periods are well known for causing problems. It's the planet of communications being held back in the zodiac, so communications tend to get delayed. Mercury is the planet of transactions. When it is retrograde, buying and selling are more prone to errors. Since it is the planet of facts and data, Mercury is the planet of news reports and the media. And when it is backwards in the zodiac, news reports have more inaccuracies, or maybe even get deliberately distorted. Mercury will spend its entire retrograde in sidereal Scorpio. Mercury in Scorpio can be good for some things, like research and investigation. But for the most part, Mercury is not comfortable in this sign because the rational thinking planet does not like being in an emotions-based water sign. When Mercury is retrograde, it is less rational in any case. Scorpio's potential for anger and vindictiveness will make misunderstandings arising from this Mercury retrograde period harder to deal with. The emotional problems that arise from retrograde Mercury being in Scorpio get enhanced due to the fact that Mars, the ruler of Scorpio, is itself being transiting in emotional Cancer, the sign where it is debilitated. This makes Mars the dispositor of Mercury. In other words, Mercury relies on the ruler of the sign it is in this case, that's Mars, and Mars is in bad shape for the duration of the Mercury retrograde period. So, anticipate that misunderstandings could easily get rather heated. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for November 2024. And here's a description of what's coming up in November's weekly videos. November 3rd, Venus transiting in Sagittarius and the effects for each rising sign chart. November 10th, There'll be no report because I'll be away on a meditation retreat. November 17th, an update on the USA chart with predictions for the USA for 2025. November 24th, Mercury retrograde and the effects for each rising sign chart. And November 30th, a preview of planetary patterns for December 2024. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you'd like to have access to November's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to a donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link to the donation page. Just click or touch the card, which will take you there. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.